Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now save $30 on the American-made Steel FS56 RCE trimmer. Real Steel. The FS56 RCE is made in America of U.S. and global materials. Offer valid through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details. Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $20 on the Steel MS-162 or MS-170 chainsaw. Real Steel. Offer valid through June 30th, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Welcome to Speak. We're back again. I'm Joy Taylor. Emmanuel Acho is out today, here with Fox NFL analyst TJ Houshmandzadeh, and 12-year NFL veteran Joe Hayden is joining us at the top of the show today.
Hello,
and Eagles all-time leading rusher, J.D. McCoy.
Hey, by the way, real quick, I made this soup by myself. Wow. You like it?
Dapper.
Yeah, I do a lot of dapper.
Man, you know what I'm saying?
It?
Yeah, man, this is soda and everything.
Oh, that's good.
Now, Trace, they helped me out with it.
Oh, okay.
But I did the other touch-ups, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, look, we're very, very well-dressed show today. We're starting with big news here in L.A., a guy who probably will be well-dressed after getting this check, Justin Herbert. And the Chargers have reportedly agreed to terms on a 5-year contract extension for just over $262 million. Mm. The deal makes Herbert the highest-paid player in the NFL per year at just over $52 million. J.D., what do you always say? Next guy up. So, Joe, what would a successful season be for Justin Herbert now that he has gotten his check?
I think a successful season with him would be a playoff win. Mm. He haven't had a playoff win yet, and I think that that's the next step for them. He has a lot of money now, so I think he can be able to be a lot more comfortable. He knows that he's going to be there for a while. I think with his receivers now coming back a little healthy, he had Mike Williams that was a little injured. Keenan Allen was a little injured. And in the draft, they went and got a great receiver. So I think with just the other parts with him, I think he should be able to definitely win a playoff game now because the dude got the arm talent, he got the legs, he has everything with him, so I think he'd be able to do it for sure.
Shady, what's the successful season for
Justin? My answer may be a little different. I think he's a hell of a player, truly is, but I need to see more signature moments, right, and big moments. I've seen good moments for him. I've seen him throw the ball very well. I mean, we've seen it. He looks amazing throwing it, right? But I look at all his other quarterbacks in his draft class. Look at Justin Hurts. Jalen Hurts, where a guy like him, he took his team to the Super Bowl and played great in the Super Bowl. Mm. Guy like Joe Burrow. I'm having a crazy day today. I'm thinking about so many things. Anyway, Joe Burrow, where I watched him go to Arrowhead in Kansas City and beat Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs to go to the championship. Mm. Like, those are meaningful moments. I haven't seen that with Herbert, right? I've seen him go to the playoffs against the Jaguars and be up 30 points and lose. I've seen great moments, but I need to see more impactful moments from him to have a successful season.
I agree with you. I think he needs to win a playoff game, especially because that playoff game.
Come on, man.
Up by 27?
27? 30? I say 30 sounds better for TV.
Yeah.
30, 32, 31.
That's 27. I mean, the AFC is going to be a gauntlet. We know that. So I don't want to get too crazy with what the expectations for him should be. He was this player before he got paid. He's essentially the same player now that he has been paid. And we all knew he was going to get paid.
Absolutely.
But with a big check comes a lot of responsibility and more pressure. That's how it goes. I just think the way that he has built his career, he started off really hot. Then he had a little stuff in the middle. But every year he's gotten better and he's improved the team. So now it's on you. You've been paid. You're paid as the top guy in the league. Mm-hmm. The expectations should be that. So winning a playoff game, I think, is the start. But I won't get crazy. I think he needs to win a playoff game. TJ?
We all pretty much agree. You got to win a playoff game. And he needs to remind people of who he is. Mm. Going into last season, you said, who's the top 5 quarterbacks in the league? Everybody would have named Justin Herbert. Everybody. Now you say who's the top 5 quarterbacks, there's some that may leave him off the list. And it's not because he can't play or he's gotten worse. It's what you said earlier. Jalen Hurts, out of the same draft class, has taken his team to a Super Bowl. Joe Burrow has been to a Super Bowl and an AFC Championship game, and Herbert has not had that defining moment in the playoffs to where, oh, no matter what happened, he's not coming out this top five or top three. Everybody goes Pat Joe because of what Joe Burrow has done in the playoffs. Yeah. It's what he's done in the playoffs. And so I truly expect the Chargers to have a really good year. I expect Herbert to have a really good year. And that defining moment, like, when you're up 27 points, you got to find a way to bring that home. But that defense, like,
stop the bleeding.
That defense, you up 27, that's not an offensive problem. Defense had to bring that home. And so that's why football is the ultimate team game. Some guys get paid a lot more than others. Some guys get way more recognition. But we need all 22 playing together.
But not even like the wins and losses. Now, obviously, we want him to win games and win playoff games because he's one of the best quarterbacks. We want to see that.
Yep.
But when I say like an impactful, you know, performance or moments, like okay, Josh Allen, they haven't won anything, right? But we watched him when he went to Kansas City, and he's balling. Like, I would say he outplayed Patrick Mahomes that game, right? And they still lost, but when we look at that, like, wow. If it wasn't for this 15 seconds or 13 seconds, they would have been, et cetera. 100%. So we need to see that. I need to see him dominate in the big moments.
At least, like you said, when they were up 27 points, you can't lose that game. You got to stop the bleeding. If you're a professional, if you're Patrick Mahomes, if you're Joe Burrow, you're not losing that. You're not leaving that stadium with a loss. No matter what, you score 3 points in the second half.
Right.
Get a first down. Do something. get 6 points so we don't lose the game. Just make sure that we can get out of this game with a win. And that's where, like, you don't have a quarterback that's making that type of money that loses a game where you're up by 27 points.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence threw 4 interceptions in the first half.
Yeah.
That's your boy.
You got it.
He had a defining moment like we want to see.
By the way, and I have to give you some slack real quick.
Give me slack.
Yeah, you said that you know, getting paid this type of money, you know, we need him to win these type of playoff games. Mm-hmm. And we witness a guy every year that gets paid a lot of money like that. That lose and they give a pass to.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I don't think
I'm giving a pass anymore.
No. Not you. I'm saying the world.
The world.
Me
personally. Okay. But I did think that he should get paid, though. We're talking about Dak Prescott.
I know where you
are.
Speaking of that, do you have an issue with the Chargers making Justin Herbert the highest paid quarterback?
No. He's that talented. He's that good. His stats speak for himself. I mean, he's probably, you know, stats-wise, he's the best quarterback to ever play the game in the first 3 years.
Yep.
Passing touchdowns, passing yards. So he has that. But, and then, like, not even that part. It's market-based. Remember we had this conversation maybe months ago? Mm-hmm. And I was like, other than Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes, those are the only guys going to take a team-friendly deal to support the team, right? Now, Joe, I heard Joe might do something like that, but we don't know. But the other guys, they jump over each other. It's all slotted. Okay. Oh, you made this? Cool. All right, I'm going to make this. And they all wait for each other. If you're hearing the arguments, they were saying that Joe was waiting for Justin to get his contract, so now he's going to overjump him. That's how it works. So I wasn't surprised. It was more of when is it going to happen? When is the deal going to come?
Yep. I think he definitely deserves it. You made great points. Most completions, most passing yards,
great
most
player.
Touchdowns
great
as
player.
Any quarterback in your first 3 seasons. So he fits the prototype as a professional quarterback. I mean, he fits the prototype as a franchise guy. So, I mean, he definitely deserves it. And I think that they're doing the right job of giving him this deal, making him feel comfortable, knowing he's going to be there. But like you said, it's time to start winning some of those games because you got pieces around you. You got the bread. You it's good to go. Let's do it now.
And wait, you play in the Browns, so you know this. Life with a good quarterback, you don't know about that part from the Browns.
Yeah.
But hold on,
I went to Pittsburgh with Ben. Yeah. I had a good quarterback.
I'm talking about the Browns, but I'm going to say, but life without a good quarterback, you've seen that part. That's why I love that they tied him up and they paid him this money because, they lost the playoff game to the Jaguars. They were up 27 points, 30 points. They lost, but not having a guy like Justin Herbert as your quarterback, you probably don't even make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
So you need a guy like that.
Driving to work every day knowing that Justin Herbert is the guy that you're going to be playing. You feel better about life. I don't have any problem with them paying him. You're going to get into the conversation of what kind of team you're going to have around you. That's the business. Mm-hmm. And he was going to get paid this regardless. He's clearly, we can see he is a franchise quarterback. Now, whether the Chargers will be able to get out of their own way and how it's going to look with a new offensive coordinator this year, all that is yet to be seen. Do you have a problem with them making him the highest paid? I mean,
isn't this what the NFL is about?
Yeah.
Only the quarterback position, though. Only the quarterback.
Yeah, I know.
And it's, when you're up, you're going to be the highest paid guy. You don't have to be better.
Nope.
He's as talented or better than some of the guys, but there'll be a guy that will come after him. He ain't better than Herbert. How is he just only the quarterback position? So this is what goes on in NFL. Jalen Hurts was the highest paid guy for 9 days.
Yep, yep.
And then here comes Lamar.
Yep,
Lamar. And then Lamar had it for a couple months. Here come Herbert. How long is he going to have it before
minutes.
Joe comes?
20 minutes.
This is what the NFL is about at the quarterback position. So I have no problem with it. Number one, he's extremely talented. And damn, he is such a good dude. Minutes. Like, he signed his contract. For him, it's nothing. It's business as usual today.
Yeah.
And so that's who you want as a quarterback. And all these young guys, you get your money now, and then I may take less to keep
right.
everybody.
I agree with that.
Then I'll
as a
take. Quarter,
as a quarterback, though.
Yeah. Like Brady didn't take less his first big contract.
Right, right.
He got paid, and then he started to take less.
I don't really love the idea of encouraging people to take less
No.
money. I understand that it does benefit the team long term, but the other reason why that doesn't work just flippantly to say, okay, why aren't they taking a team-friendly deal? What team are we talking about? If I'm Patrick Mahomes, I feel very confident in Andy Reid. Right. I feel very confident in the Chiefs and their capability and what they're going to put around
point.
And what I'm going to do in this state and what I'm going to do in this city and how I'm going to build my legacy. I feel cool with that. Tom Brady got Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft. Okay, yeah, I'll take less money. I'm going to build my legacy. You can't just do that anywhere.
No.
All these owners are not the same. All these organizations are not run the same. So I will be
take
interested
less
to
and
see.
We going
to
keep him and then him is gone. Like, yeah. Oh, really? Oh, okay.
You know,
there's a lot of promises.
I was thinking, like, is it because, like, Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady had so much success so early that they can do that? When I say that, let me break it down. Like, getting a Super Bowl so early, right? MVPs, being, like the team of the most, you know, the most dominant franchise at mm-hmm. the moment. So it's like, well, I'm going to be here for a while. We're a good team. I got great coaches, mm-hmm. great organization. We're going to be here for a while. So I could take less to get better players. Where if you're a player that didn't have as much success, man, maybe as much talent, right? Because Aaron mm-hmm. Rodgers is... I mean, he's just as talented as all these
yeah,
top quarterbacks.
For sure.
But he didn't do that. And I was thinking, like, is it because of the success wasn't as much for him? And it's like, well, let me get all my money.
And you got to think, Aaron Rodgers sat for years before
right.
he got a chance
right.
to play. Brady Mahomes experienced success, like you said.
If I was thinking.
Right away. And so they're looking like, oh, we can get something going here. We can form a dynasty, possibly. And so if I show that I'm willing to take a little less, maybe everybody else will kind of fall in line.
Mm-hmm.
But me, you can't do it.
No.
You can't. Football and playing professional sports is a short career. You got to get what you can get while you're in there.
But also, when you're talking about...
Joe ain't taking no friendly.
Now, if you're a quarterback, it's okay.
He ain't doing it.
Max me.
Max
me, please.
He ain't doing it.
Every time.
My money.
But the quarterbacks are going to make so much money off the field.
Yes.
And now with the way it is, I mean, you Mahomes. Oh, you want to invest in this sports team? All right, you're going to go ahead and make this money. You want to invest in it? And so they get opportunities that other players aren't privy to.
That's true.
Yeah, it's really hard to have this conversation about any other position besides the quarterback. And how much is $30 million when you're making that much, changing your lifestyle? Like, it's a whole different conversation and, you know, money that, $30 million is $30 million.
Yes.
But if it's the difference between, yes, but if it's the difference right. between winning another championship because you keep a really great player, and where what are those dividends? Mm-hmm. I just don't have a problem with any player taking the most amount of money that they're owed also. Like, I don't like setting that precedent for
the
top quarterback.
I'm with you 1,000%.
Because the organization has to hold up their end of the bargain as well.
You not feeling that?
No. You got to go get it. You got to go get it. But I'm feeling with Pat, he did it in the right way. 10 years, he knows he's good. Like he said, ownership and other teams and
right.
being able to, that boy got residual income
he's gonna
coming
make that
crazy.
Back.
He's not
but,
tripping.
In another
but this,
way.
But this is my only thing is, like, I understand him because, like, I can't see Patrick Mahomes without a Travis Kelce. Now, he's great anyway,
mm-hmm.
Pat. He could do good with anybody. But the scene, I can't see Tom without a Gronk.
It fits.
So that's
it
why I'm going to make sure the money's right for my boy. I know you're going to give me this. I know you're going to give me this. I know this. But let me get my money for...
Your boy was just saying he knows he's underpaid, so look after your boy and Kelce. He was just saying it. I know I'm underpaid,
but that's why I just feel like with this league, if you really want the dynasty part of it, you want that love as a franchise and all that, you got to make some sacrifices.
I mean, it's
so when he signed that, he knew that, though.
And that boy, look, Travis and Pat might have some deals. He taking some free PJs. On Pat.
Yeah. I mean, also, Patrick Mahomes' deal is like, what is it, $500 million?
Talk to me.
It's, like, it's a nice deal. It's still so big.
Hey, $500 million, and they say he underpaid.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Coming up, a former Giants star thinks Daniel Jones can be a top five quarterback. I don't think anyone thinks he's underpaid. Can that actually happen? That's next on Speak. And don't forget, you can check us out every day on the Fox Sports channel on Sirius XM.
Wait, that's our question? If he could be a top...
Yeah.
Greetings, soccer fans. Are you ready for the 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup? Because we are. That's right. Australia, New Zealand, look out. State of the Union is coming.
Off the post and in!
And we'll be going above and beyond down under. We'll have new podcast episodes every single match day. So follow Alexi Lalas' State of the Union on the Fox app, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, folks. It's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie, formerly known as Angie's List. Your go-to home services. Marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you. It's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area, so you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com, or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
Jalen Ramsey is a six-time Pro Bowler, but this is his first season in Miami, and the new Dolphin asked how important it is for him to be considered the top corner back in the game. Speak up, Jalen.
Well, I have been for many years in my career. If you ask me honestly, I'm saying I'm the best DB in the league, the best DB in this secondary, all of that. You gotta have that pride about yourself, especially playing this position.
Spicy.
It is spicy.
Said earlier this week, I am a true number one cornerback.
Oh, I have a safety.
So, Joe.
Yes.
Do you have any issues?
Keep it real, Jalen? Joe.
Keep it 1,000 around here.
I'm going to keep it 1,000. Okay. I'm going to keep it a bean to y'all. I do not think anything's wrong with what Jalen said.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Just because he's put the work in. He's six-time Pro Bowler, three-time All-Pro. He's not just speaking from a place where, oh, I'm just throwing it out here. I think I'm the baddest man in the land. No. He's proved it. He's won Super Bowls in Jacksonville, strapping. Mm-hmm. Went to the Rams, won a Super Bowl, added to that team. And now he's just coming to another spot. I think it's more of shots to letting people know, I still think I'm him. You know what I'm saying? Y'all might not, y'all thinking Jalen moving around. They didn't keep me in where I was with the Rams.
Rams.
Now, like, y'all thinking like I'm just movable.
Right.
I'm peace. I'm going to make this team nice, and I'm probably the baddest man. I think Xavier Howard, I think he feels a little bit, some type of way, obviously.
Yeah, you see what he said?
He's a baller, too.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. Like, I think that these dudes should... At the end of the day, Jalen's not going to say that he doesn't think he's the best. He will say that when in front of anybody, because that's the way he legitimately feels. And if Xavier feels he's better than Jalen, let's battle. Let's see who has the stats.
Let's ask you a quick question. But does that like have an impact on like the on the team, on the defense? Like if I think if we play cornerback, right, and I think I'm better than you, think you're better than me, we can compete every day, hard as hell, right, make each other better. But I don't come in the media and say that, because now it's something to it now. Right?
Yeah,
I'm the best secondary.
You're the best.
It's like, now it's a thing.
I mean, it's going to be a thing regardless, because both of you guys are making the both of you are the top.
But like, saying
corners.
It like that.
Saying, I think the one part that might be, you're the best DB in this room, too. I mean, but that's kind of like a little shot. But I mean, it's Jalen. He feels the type of way. He feels like he's the best player in the league.
I love Jalen.
How are you not going to be the best player in the league if you're not the best player in your room? So, yeah. I mean, that's what.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what he's saying.
Well, I like it because
I like it.
From the Dolphins.
They're going to be good. They're going to be good. Yes, they are.
Let's move on to the Big Apple. The Giants are coming off a playoff appearance, and their quarterback, Daniel Jones, was rewarded with a huge four-year, $160 million extension. Former Giants star Tiki Barber gave Jones a lot of praise, saying he has the ability to, quote, be a top five quarterback. He can be a top five quarterback. Now, Daniel Jones has been catching a lot of strays the past couple days on this show, so I apologize for that, but we got to keep it real.
Ain't going to catch another stray.
I didn't say this. Tiki said it. So, Shady, do you expect Daniel Jones to become a top five quarterback?
First of all, yeah, I love boxing.
Yes.
When the guy beats the dude up, right, and they about to go over the cards who won, and they say unanimous, one, two, three.
No.
No.
No. Come on. Like, and I hate to do this because he had such a good year, and I think he's a cool, solid quarterback. And I feel like the money is making us and people want to speak about him as if he is a top five, or he could be. I don't think it's his issue. I think it's more of, I don't think he has, like, the talent for this, right? I don't see it. It's like, not even talent, special. When I look at all the top five quarterbacks, they are special.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're special.
Yes.
There's nothing about him that's special. I think he's fast for a quarterback, but I there's nothing making him special. I think Tiki Barber, I love Tiki Barber, one of my favorite running backs, but maybe he was trying to get, like, I don't know, like them alumni, like ambassador deals. Because he knows good and well that
top five
Jones
aggressive.
Is not a top five.
Top five is aggressive.
That's extreme.
It's very aggressive. I don't even think he's a top five quarterback in the NFC right now. And we talk, well, let me see. Jalen Hurts.
You already know that.
Like Dak Prescott.
He ain't better than Dak.
Kirk Cousins.
He ain't better than Kirk.
Kirk going down.
Jared Goff. Matthew Stafford.
Low key.
Matthew
Geno
Stafford.
Geno Smith.
Brock Purdy. Geno Smith.
I'm taking. Oh, Geno did play well, but I got to see
you
more.
You're taking Purdy. Oh, you like Purdy?
I like Purdy. Hold up. Purdy. I think I'm taking. Who'd you say?
Cousins. Jalen, Dak, Jared Goff, Kirk Cousins.
I'm definitely taking Jared Goff over him.
Derek
yes.
Carr.
Yes. That's a good argument.
Low key, Kyler Murray when he's healthy.
That's a good argument. But that's a good argument. That's a good argument, though.
Kyler has played better than Daniel Jones has ever played.
That's true. Yeah.
And when you're talking about special, and again, I don't want to. I agree with you. I think the money is making it.
The money, yeah.
And that's not his fault. He got paid. He played well enough to get paid.
We're taking Carr over him.
I'm taking Carr.
But yeah. I mean, that's in the NFC. So we haven't even gotten to the AFC, where we believe almost all of the top talent at the quarterback position is. So I do think that this is where we're sort of like, it's like the hype train has left the building, and everyone's like, all right, hold on now. You had a nice season. But now we're getting a little out of control. Top five in the league?
Reel it in, just a little bit. Not nothing crazy. I would say he could be top 12, 13, I think if he has a really, really good year. But honestly, in my opinion, 12, 13. I think that's probably the best he can go, depending on Saquon, because he's going to have a good running game to open up those throwing lanes, because he doesn't have the most explosive weapons on the outside. It's not like he got Jamar Chase and Higgins out there. Like not to knock my guys, but they're not the best receivers in the game that he's throwing to. So, I mean, I think if Saquon does his thing, he has a chance to be around in, underneath the 15.
Man, Tiki Barber smoking dope, or he just really trying to motivate Daniel Jones?
You know, weed's got legalized in New York, so he might be.
There's just no way you can say this and truly believe what you're saying. And I hate to do this because I don't know Daniel Jones, but this is a topic that we're going
to
discuss.
You got to do. Mm-hmm.
He hasn't shown he can be this. He hasn't even shown the potential to get into the top five. He's top 25, but not top five, and it's no disrespect to him. It's just that you have to be able to show what you can do. And when you get drafted, everybody, whoa, they drafted Daniel Jones. What? What did they do this? What is Gettleman doing? And then when you start to play and it reinforces what everybody thought when you were drafted, and it's like, wow. But because they've signed him to this deal, I guess you expect him to be something that he isn't. He's not this, and it's okay. But Tiki Barber must just be trying to motivate him. To push him, I don't know what it is, but that's not, he don't, Tiki Barber don't believe that.
Part of his quote also was, but Daniel Jones is paid to be a top five quarterback right now. He has the ability. I don't think he has the ability to be a top five quarterback in the league. But what does give me a little pause and worry about some of the hype that's going on around Daniel Jones is being paid to be something and actually being something are two different things.
Totally.
And we see this sometimes where you get paid and then they have these expectations, so they start doing things that are uncharacteristic for you and your ability. So I'm a little nervous that they're
Ryan Dable going to change the game plan.
I'm nervous that they're going to play him how they pay him. And sometimes that can get to be, that can be a problem because, all right, you've been paid. Now we have these expectations of you. We're going to open up the playbook. We're going to expect you to do things based off of what you are paid to do rather than what you actually can do. You talked about this a lot last year with the Cowboys.
Yes. I look at this dude, Daniel Jones, right? Before Dayball, this is how good Dayball is. Before Dayball, from 2019 to 2021, he had 50 touchdowns, he had 49 turnovers, right? Last year, he had 22 touchdowns and he had 8 turnovers. So when I look at him, it's like, even at your best with a really, really good coach, I played for Dayball. I watched the things he did for Josh Allen.
He one of the best coaches in the league.
He won easily.
No question.
Easily, yeah. Right? Yeah. His first one, his career, as far as in college, he was a winner, and NFL, he was a winner. People don't know he's with the Patriots for a long time.
Long time. Okay? He was a receiver coach.
So, tight end coach. So, when he got there with us, I'm like, damn, this dude's super smart. I seen the way Josh game elevated, right? So, when I watched him with Daniel Jones, I was like, maybe he'd do the same thing for Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
And he did. But even at his best, you're talking about 22 touchdowns. That ain't, like, what is that?
Well, yeah, because
he'll be slightly better.
Josh Allen is different.
Because he's a top five quarterback.
Correct.
So when he had a coach like Dayball, you see the difference.
There you go, Shay. Yeah.
He was a favorite to win an MVP type of thing. Where Daniel Jones is like, come on.
20 quarterbacks threw more touchdowns than Daniel Jones last season.
20.
Davis Mills threw more touchdowns than Daniel Jones.
And Davis Mills didn't even
start
every game.
Andy Dalton threw more touchdowns than
he didn't even start every game.
Daniel Jones last season.
Yep.
Well, listen, look, get paid in New York. This is how it goes.
But listen, I still love Tiki, though. I still love Tiki.
Tiki just dead wrong.
Yeah.
Coming up, Joe Burrow is next to get seriously paid. We're talking a lot about money today. But can the Bengals pay him and his offensive weapons? That's next.
They got to. Okay, Joey.
Counting people's pockets.
Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here, and I am so happy to announce my new interview series, The Joel Klatt Show Big Noon Conversations. Every Monday, we will bring you a candid conversation with the most influential voices in college football. From Colorado's Coach Prime to Coach Saban down in Tuscaloosa, we sit down and discuss all things college football. Download the Joel Klatt Show Big Noon Conversations wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to the new Joel Klatt Show YouTube channel.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Expected to be the next quarterback to reset the market, but his teammate T. Higgins is entering the final year of his contract, and Ja'Marr Chase is eligible for an extension after this season. Burrow said, quote, I'm confident we will be able to keep everybody. TJ, this is your former team. You were really defending the Bengals yesterday.
You were. Bengals.
Rightfully so.
They're nice.
Yeah.
Can the Bengals keep everybody and sign Burrow to a top deal?
They will keep everybody because that's what Joe wants. And if this is what he wants to happen, you got to make it happen if you're the Bengals. If he came out yesterday and said, we are going to find a way to keep everybody, Mike Brown, Katie Blackburn, Troy Blackburn, Duke Tobin, y'all got to make it happen. And so the Bengals have never had a problem paying a quarterback and a receiver. It's paying a second receiver. He wants T. Higgins to be there. They got to make it happen. And so whatever you got to do, structure it however you want to. Joe going to be the highest paid quarterback when his contract is. That's a fact. Now, how they structure it to where they can sign T, get it done. We've been down this road with the Bengals before with Carson Palmer.
Mm.
And part of it was wanted to make sure that myself and Chad stayed there. That was just one of a few promises that they made to Carson that they didn't keep.
Mm.
And Carson was mad, and that's what part of the reason he demanded a trade. Why? Because he told me this. They can't do that again. You can't promise Joe that, oh, if you do this, we'll do that, and then T is gone. They could have probably signed T for a little less this offseason. The longer they wait, the more expensive it's going to get. But Joe Burrow said, we're going to do it. They got no choice.
Yeah, you can't lose Joe Shiesty. I don't know if they can have it all, though. You think Joe can be signed to the top deal and keep everybody?
Highest paid quarterback in the league, and they still going to – they better sign – T right now, because as soon as Justin Jefferson signed, Jamar getting more than that.
Right.
Right.
So he going to do the quarterback thing. Oh, that's what Justin just got. Okay, I got to get a little more than that. They got to find a way to make it work.
JD?
You know, I was thinking about this when we talked about it, and I'm going to say yes, right? I think a guy like Joe Burrow, who's so good and means so much to that franchise, I heard you talk about your quarterback, and I think he's very, very good, but I think Joe's different. Joe was taking his team to the Super Bowl, right, as a youngster. And we think he's going again eventually. Mm-hmm. So when he makes these demands, I think as the front office, you got to listen. And he wants this T. Higgins, and he wants Jamar Chase there, right? I think also what the league is like, people get so caught up in the numbers. Like, for example, like Justin Herbert, right, Mike Williams, and Keelan Allen, they all got nice contracts. They all on the same team. And they play around with the year average or each year be different. Mm-hmm. The cap hits, the mess with the cap hits. So if you want something done, you can get it done. I think that Joe Burrow is that important, and he's that big where, hey, if I want my players with me, I'm going to do that. Like T. Higgins.
You cannot lose his trust right now.
Only thing about T. Higgins is I thought that he would get a deal done now and then let Joe get his, right? To get everybody, you know, because you got to plan for Jamar Chase. Right. He gonna want some money.
Oh, for sure.
And he's gonna get it.
So yeah. That should work out.
I think it's gonna be tough. I think they can do it. I think it's gonna be the way you said, though. They're gonna have to do it because Joe Burrow wants it to be done. Because you're gonna have a $54 million quarterback and two $30 million receivers. Mm. Jamar Chase is gonna be the number one paid receiver. We got Devontae Adams making around $30 million. He's gonna get 31, 32.
Right.
Then we're looking at Higgins. Higgins feels like he's the number one also. So if
T can get about 25.
If he can get 25 from Cincinnati, that will be lovely. But now we're doing 25, 31, and 54. It can be happening like the way you said, changing money.
Joe took a pay cut, running back, Joe Mixon.
Oh, yeah, Joe Mixon.
So that matters.
Got to. And then just the way, and then Joe Burrow, make all of that signing bonus, make that salary cap number real low. Like we said, Aaron Rodgers, he's making
good point.
Aaron's making $1 million this year and $107 million.
Wait, how much are you making extra?
$1 million. And next year he's making $107 million. So you can move around money for these big player quarterbacks. They average per year, don't mean that. He'd make one, but he's making 107. That's an average of 50-some million dollars a year. So right. We don't care how it comes, but
they can manipulate the money for
manipulate the dough.
You know what's crazy? Is I remember when my first year with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, right? And I just won a championship with Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. And Tom Brady, right? He's a competitor. He asked me all these questions about the Chiefs, how they do things, about the wide receivers. And then he got to Patrick Mahomes. And we're talking about Patrick Mahomes and et cetera. And he was like, you know what? When I realized that he's going to be the one, right? Because I said, I'm not really worried about the other quarterbacks, but he's the one that's going to be the next. I'm like, how'd you know that? He said, when he took that contract, that let me know okay. He ain't worried about himself. He ain't worried about his teammates. He took that contract so he could keep the good players around him that he wants to win. And I look at Joe Burrow, and I watch the way he talks and things he says. He reminds me of that same thing Tom was talking about. He wants to win to keep them players around. Mm-hmm. So he might take that type of deal to make sure he has Jamar Chase and T. Higgins.
Exactly.
I've always had the suspicion that Joe will have a longer deal, a more flexible deal. Maybe not as long as Patrick Mahomes.
Isn't that what you just said earlier? When you're making that type of money, like $30 million is a lot, but when you're making that type of money, it's like, what?
Look, again, I don't like to tell anybody to take less money. And I do think who you take less money for, meaning the organization and the coaches and all of that mixed together, who you take less money for, not your teammates, the structure, the people that are writing the checks, the people that are really influencing winning and losing and signing everybody else, that trust has to be very serious. But Joe Burrow has gone to a Super Bowl, so that does change things. I'm not taking a 10-year deal with an organization that has proven time and time again to mess it up. Mm. No. I'm going to need every single dime of that guaranteed. I'm going to be taking the most possible because there's no guarantee on your end that you have the capability of putting a team together around me to get to a Super Bowl. I can be great, but I can only do so much. I'm one man. So I do think it will be interesting. And I don't I get you're the person to ask if this is the right situation for Joe Burrow to do a deal like that. Because I think it is in Cincinnati.
Joe had an opportunity. I don't know if people realize when he was getting drafted, when he was coming out. Mm-hmm. He's from Ohio. He right. knows the history.
Right.
Joe got to go to the Bengals and say, don't draft me. I don't want to play here. He didn't do any of that. And there were people that were telling him this. And, I'm going to go to Cincinnati. I'm going to turn it around. And he trained out here. Bro, it was around Joe every day. I promise you. What's up? That's it. How you doing? That's it. Every single day. Every single day. We in the weight room. He would say, what's up to everybody? And then just go work. He's about his business. He didn't care that he was going to the Bengals because he felt like, I'm him.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn it around.
Love Joe.
He was not saying, I want to go somewhere else. I'm going to go play for the Bengals and watch what I do. And everybody was like, all right, we keep telling you. And then when he got there, he showed us. He's just a different dude. And so the way that he went about that and the way that he's going about this, the Bengals are going to do right by him. If that's what he says he wants, they got to do it because it's what if he signs a short-term deal and they don't sign those guys, he out of there. Mm.
And they can't afford to lose a
Joe Burrow is going to go down as probably the greatest Cincinnati Bengal ever, him or Anthony Munoz. They don't want to mess that up. They're not going to mess that up. And so they're going to get it done.
He really is a special player, though. And when you have an organization that maybe has some cultural issues or you really need that guy to get you over the edge and you get them in the building, you do have to do everything that you can to accommodate them. It's still a salary cap league, though. So that's really what makes me wonder what are you going to sacrifice? Are you going to sacrifice things on the defensive end?
They struck with Jesse Bates, the safety that they were supposed to sign. Yeah. He's going to get 15, 16 a year. He hasn't signed. They lost Von Bell. I think they're sacrificing defensive players right now just to be like, we want to outscore you and be able to have some good safeties, maybe not the best, maybe not Jason Bates.
Just got
to
draft well.
Draft well, get some young dudes in there that are going to ball for us. So I think now if they can sign those, they are erring on offense.
Yeah, that makes sense because when they were going through it with Jesse Bates, I'm like, why didn't you sign him? He's one of their best players. But it makes sense because you got to pay these other guys on offense.
You got a lot coming up.
I can't imagine if Joe Burrow gets a contract, right? And now it's time for the next year, it's time for Ja'Marr Chase to get a contract and they don't give it to him. You know how mad Joe's going to be? That was his dog in college. That's his dog now.
Hey, Ja'Marr, he getting paid.
But I'm just saying,
T. Higgins is the wild card. He the coin flip.
I'm just saying, man, like if Joe was such a great player and I love watching him play, and if he tells you this, this is what we need to get this done, you got to get that done.
They're going
to
make it happen, man. They're going to make it happen.
If it was Howie Roseman, Philadelphia Eagles, this is going to be done. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, but you can't play about Ja'Marr Chase, though. Like Higgins is really the T. Higgins and what you're going to do on the defensive end is really the questionable factor here. Because if they were to sign, obviously, Joe Burrow is a great, right?
Yeah.
But you need someone alongside you. Like Mahomes has Travis Kelce.
Right.
If you were to sign Joe Burrow, it would make no sense to not sign Ja'Marr Chase to the biggest deal.
Right. Right.
Like what you need both of them together.
There's no way Ja'Marr Chase isn't getting signed. I wouldn't think so at all. I think I think Chase and Burrow probably are going to get signed 1,000%.
It's really
Higgins because he's trying to get the same type of bag as Ja'Marr Chase, and he's deservingly so. He's like a number one. He could be a number one on a lot of teams.
Ain't nice.
On Cincinnati, he's number one B. You know, so
Have you ever played with somebody that when you got a contract and maybe a safety or linebacker, and you're like, yo, listen, I know I'm about to get this money, but we need to sign him, and they didn't sign him. You play anybody like that?
I ain't never really had that much pull.
No. I'm talking about the mental part. So, like, for example, like, I remember when Jason Peters, he's the best player I ever played with, other quarterbacks. And I'm like, he's great left tackle.
Yeah.
And he had a contract situation. I'm like, and I'm young, I'm like, man, listen, look, hey, we need to sign this dude. I know I'm about to get a contract. I can wait. Because I know if I have him on my team, what I can do. So if I was asked you, like, as a cornerback, maybe the safety, he covers you so well.
Yeah, for sure. That was Minka Fitzpatrick when I was in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
We was like, Minka, don't trip. Just stay on the path. They trying to lowball whatever. But, you know, before training camp happens, it's tight. Right. And then jump up for $5 million. I'm like, Minka, don't trip. Stay the course. Because we knew If you're a baller, if you're one of those dudes, they're not letting you out of their building. They traded for Minka from Miami. All them dudes,
the best players don't really go to the market unless you're the one.
You're there regardless because you'll be looking crazy. All 30 other teams will pay.
That's true.
That check easily. Yeah. So.
Well, thanks for joining us again for the last few days, Joe. It was great. Keep up the great work. Hope to have you back again soon. And coming up, we're going to get back to Justin Herbert. Count some more money. We've counted everybody's money. He made a lot of money too. Justin Herbert is seeing green after signing a massive new deal. So what is the ceiling for the Chargers this season? That's next on Speak.
Now, you know when the Bengals drafted T. Higgins, so they called me that morning because I trained him for the combine.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $20 on the Steel MS-162 or MS-170 chainsaw. Real Steel. Offer valid through June 30th, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
In the NFL, Justin Herbert and the Chargers have reportedly agreed to terms on a 5-year contract extension, just over $262 million. The deal makes him the highest paid player per year. But remember, the Chargers have not won a playoff game since he's been the starter. Mm. Rick Bueger joining us now. Rick, I have a feeling. Mm. Oh, yeah, we got it.
There we go.
I believe that. We're going to win. We got it.
Very nice.
I had to vote my dog.
Rick's hype up. What's the ceiling for Justin Herbert and the Chargers this season?
AFC championship game is the absolute top. And for that to happen, a lot has to go right, particularly on the defensive side of the ball. I'm not worried about them offensively. Adding Quentin Johnson to that offense, if Keenan Allen and those guys are healthy, Austin Eckler, like, they got everything they need on that end. Defensively, the run defense wasn't that great, and draft-wise, they really didn't do a whole lot to upgrade it. They had some injuries in the secondary. And I believe, honestly, the AFC, I'm less worried about the run defense, actually, because I don't know who's going to run in the AFC.
It's
going to be an air show, right? And so it's really a matter of whether their secondary comes through or not. But knocking off either the Chiefs or the Bengals to get to the AFC championship game, that to me would be wildly successful, but I think that's about as far as they could go.
Shady?
They got to win a playoff game for me, right? When I look at this team on paper, this is a perfect team on paper. But then when I watch them, what they do, I mean, they were in the playoffs last year, and they were almost up to, 30 points and lost. Mm. So it lets me know, let me pump my brakes for a second. I think sometimes we get so hyped when we see the names, the trades, these moves, the quarterbacks, the D-linemen they have, the wide receivers, the running. Like, they got the safeties. They have so much new cornerbacks. They spent so much money last year in free agency. I'm like, wow, this team is legit. And then you watch them play.
Who do you put that collapse on?
The whole team. I put it on the whole team. Hmm. You know, guys are hurt, right? They come back. The backups don't play well. Or the coaches. He should have sat Mike Williams. Remember that? He got hurt. He didn't sit him.
Yeah.
The coaches. Hmm. Some of them going for the fourth down. I could go point the finger at everybody. Justin Herbert. You're the quarterback. You up by 27 points, 28 points, and you still lose? That's on you. The defense. I got to get at least one stop in the second half against the Jaguars. So I put the blame on everybody. That's why I say winning a playoff game, I think once that happens, you take it from there, and they gradually get better and better and better. Because this is a great team on paper, but we got to see it.
I think they have a Super Bowl type of roster.
They definitely do.
I'm kind of with both of you, though. I need to see them win a playoff game, and AFC Championship is probably the realistic ceiling. But, you know, we got to play the games. Stuff happens. Somebody's going to get injured. There's going to be something that happens in the middle of the season. And in order to get to a Super Bowl, even though you do have to be great and have a great season, things have to break your way. And in the AFC, there's going to be great teams.
Yeah.
A lot of great teams that don't make the AFC Championship game because there's only going to be two. And we've already penciled in the Chiefs. So who else is going to be there?
Right.
So
right.
I think they're capable of getting to a Super Bowl, but there's a lot of steps they have to take along the way. Now, we know, TJ, you're very high in the Chargers.
I am.
What you got a little Chargers blue on, a little Chargers powder blue today.
What's the ceiling? The ceiling is the Super Bowl because...
A Super Bowl win?
Nah. It's possible. They have the talent. But when you sign J.C. Jackson to a huge free agent deal,
mm-hmm.
He doesn't play the way he played in years past, and then he gets hurt. Mm. Bosa was out an extended period of time on defense. Derwin James missed some games.
Slater, the tackle, missed some games.
Yeah. When you look at their team, both receivers, Mike Williams and Keenan Allen, both missed time. Mm-hmm. When you look at it, they need their best players to be available. And if they are available, the ceiling is a Super Bowl, because when you go from position to position, they don't have a weakness.
No, they don't.
They don't have a weakness at any position. Guys got to stay healthy. Kellen Moore should help Justin Herbert. I believe Kellen Moore is that good of an offensive coach that he should help him. Justin Herbert threw 699 times last year.
Yeah.
That's a lot of passes. So can they run the ball a little better? Can that offensive line stay healthy? But to me, the ceiling is the Super Bowl, because when I look at their team on paper, I don't see a weakness.
Yeah, and it's not just that they, across the board, but in the most important positions, they got game changers, right? You got it at the quarterback. You got it. You can rush, right? You got the receiver.
Like, two edge rushers and Khalil Mack and Bosa.
Yes. Exactly.
Bookend.
Exactly. So it's like at all the positions you need to make big plays at big moments, they have that talent. And I'm with you. Actually, the guy that I would point to, I think the guy who's on the clock is Staley.
Oh, Staley, coach. Yeah.
Because to the point, like, all the talent is there. And when you have a lead that big and you can't protect that, or you can't get another score off, whatever which way you want to go, you can't manipulate that game to somehow come out ahead when you've spotted yourself that
when
kind of lead.
When you're a defensive coach, your defense needs to bring that home.
Somehow, some way, you got – I mean, we saw what happened to Dan Quinn with the Falcons when that happened in the Super Bowl, right?
Yes,
like, you immediately go, dude, you have to be able to scheme something to slow them down enough.
One stop.
Exactly.
Well, that being said, I mean, how disappointing will it be if they don't even make the playoffs?
Mm. Oof.
If they don't make the playoffs.
I mean, it's unimaginable, of course, especially since you're
you got a bunch of families looking for, they're going to be living in a new zip code.
I thought Staley was going to get fired last year.
I think there was,
after
I don't
that,
think that was out of the realm of possibility. Yeah.
I mean, I like him, so I didn't want him to get fired, but I thought it would be just how
they don't have the easiest division. They play the Chiefs twice. Everybody assumes the Broncos are going
to
be better.
I don't know that it's gotten any easier. I don't think it's out of the realm of – look, when you look at the AFC, there's going to be a team that doesn't make the playoffs, so you're like, that is a playoff team.
Yeah. Yeah,
that is a legitimate team. Now, I'm not preaching this for Chargers fans. I know everyone is a little sensitive about this. But I do think that the expectations have changed a little bit, especially since now that he's been paid.
They also, if you look at their schedule, I think they have the seventh toughest schedule in the
entire
league.
Man, this is the National Football League. Everybody
can play. No, but I know. But they got a four-week window where they play the Chargers, the Cowboys, the Chiefs, and the Jets. In that 4-week period, right in the middle there, that to me is that. That's where we're going to find out exactly what they're all about. In that,
you ain't even
named
the Bears, so you think that's just
that's like a bye
week. That's a little gimme, huh?
Yeah.
That's like a bye week.
That's great. I think the Bears could be a little bit better this season.
Okay,
but they potentially though. I mean, they could go 3-1 the first four games.
Yeah, no. The start, right? they can get out of the gate. Okay, I'm telling you, I'm just in terms of what they're able to do postseason.
Yeah.
Right? That right past that bye week.
You got a point.
You go into that stretch, we're gonna find out just what quality they have.
And this is the thing, though.
That's a good point, yeah.
When you start off pretty well to a season, it's just you walking around the locker room, the practice field with a
feel
ton of confidence.
Yeah.
You just feel good. It doesn't matter what's going on, you feel like you're gonna win. Getting off to a good start in their first four games, like if they can go 3-1,
but I mean,
you know how they're gonna feel.
Yeah. So this is why I like the Chargers more than I like the Jets, because the Jets coming out of the gate, in terms of teams like making the playoffs, if we're given that credit, right? How you feel getting out of the gate, the Jets, it's murderous.
Hey, you know
what
what's bad though is as a player, I don't want an early bye week. I don't want my bye week week 5.
Yeah.
I don't like that, but if I can go 3-1, bye week, play the Cowboys, I feel good about that. I feel good about having a bye week going to play the Cowboys. I feel good about that. So you could possibly be 4-1, maybe 5-0. You start off like that,
you feel invincible.
Compared to trying to, man, we just got to get one win, man.
Yes.
I've been there on that right. team.
Yes.
Man, we just got to find a way to get one win compared to going there 3-1. Now, you got a point there. You got a point there.
Rick, did you have an issue with the Chargers making Justin Herbert the highest paid quarterback?
I don't. I don't see.
That's his boy.
Well, no, it's not my boy.
Okay.
But look, first 3 years, he's thrown for more yardage than anybody in their first 3 years.
Nah, he writing
second
the ball.
In TDs, right?
Yeah.
And as much as we want to bag on and have bagged on him on this show, look, they dealt with a lot of injuries last year. If I'm not mistaken, he was dealing with a rib injury.
And he finished that game.
And he finished that game.
That was big
game.
For me. Okay.
You know, watching quarterback, watching that series, and watching what Patrick Mahomes did to come to play, you have to know that that Herbert was doing the exact same thing to be able to play with that rib injury. Mm-hmm. So all of that, I believe in Justin Herbert's ability, and there's no everything that he's shown us to this point. You got to believe that he can be one of the top two or three quarterbacks in the league.
I agree with you.
I mean, I think it's just a matter of going out and doing it now. You've been paid. You've got the talent on paper.
Yep.
And at this point in the offseason, on paper is all we got.
And Kellen Moore. I think he's going to help him out tremendously.
Kellen Moore.
Kellen Moore. I'm sorry. Kellen Moore.
Yep. Well, coming up, Tracy McGrady called out James Harden for his trade request out of
Shady
Philly.
Boy.
Shady don't have a lot to say in this.
Shady's team.
Would it be a mistake for him to leave the Sixers? That's next on Speak.
Shady McGrady.
They used to call me that.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of steel tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now, save $30 on the American-made steel FS56 RCE trimmer. Real steel. The FS56 RCE is made in America of U.S. and global materials. Offer valid through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
All right, well, we all know James Harden wants out of Philly, but now Hall of Famer is calling him out. Another Hall of Famer might call him out in a second. Tracy McGrady questioned why the 10-time All-Star would want to leave the Sixers, saying, I don't understand for the life of me what James Harden is doing. Why are you trying to get out? It makes zero sense to me. James has probably played with more Hall of Famers than anybody in the league and doesn't have a ring to show for it. All right, Shady.
This is my team.
This is your team. Mm-hmm. Is it a mistake for James Harden to leave the Sixers?
I think so. For his career, I think so. But for my Sixers, I'm okay with that decision, right? And what Tracy McGrady said, I totally agree with what he said. When I watch James Harden, I think he's one of the best offensive players we've seen, right? He's up there with the top guys offensively. But he's the type of guy you really can't win with him. I'm going to be honest, you can't win with him. I mean, he talked about all the Hall of Famers he played with. He's right. Chris Paul, Joel Embiid, Kyrie Irving, KD, Westbrook.
Dwight Howard.
And then when you look at when they play, a lot of times it's his fault. I'll be honest. Like all the great players that has his type of talent, they care. They want to win. They're doing everything in their power to win. But when I watch him, I remember when they played the Warriors in the Western Conference Finals, right? Mm. Game 7, he played bad. They lost. And you know what he did? He went to go party after that. Mm. And it was like a big thing. I couldn't believe that. Because players like him of that magnitude, they're not doing that. They want to win. When I watch him play with the Sixers, I don't see that same James Harden. I don't see it. I don't see the explosion. I don't see him attacking the rim. I don't see the quickness. I don't see it no more. Now, granted, he did have a couple good games, right, and against the Celtics.
Sure.
That's the 40 points. I get it.
Yep.
But then the other games, he just disappear, right? So when I look at James Harden, it's like, what does he want? Do you want to win? Do you want to be the main guy? Like, what is it? Because at this point, I don't think it's a million teams knocking on his door to get him. I don't see that. So do you want to play with a team that you want to get the ball more or play your style? I read that he said that he wants to have a play a different style.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're playing with the MVP of the Sixers.
Right.
That ain't going to change. We going to go to Joel Embiid. That's how it's going to work. And if you can't be a part of that, you got to leave. They talk about that's not a score. He's doing more assists. I don't buy that. I mean, because if you had the ball all the time, you dominate it. Well, God damn it, you should get some assists. So I don't know. This whole experience with James Harden, every time I see him go to a different team, it's the same results. Got a couple good splashy games, splashy moments. They're going to lose. Get to the playoffs. And in playoffs, you know what he does best. He disappears. So just being honest. I mean, I'm a Sixer fan, so I'm a little biased. But I just don't know another landing place for him to go to.
I just I feel like James Harden is like, it's a lifestyle.
Like 1 foot in the club, 1 foot on the court? That type of lifestyle?
I mean, it's just...
like one hand with the... With the Gatorade. And one hand with the Patron. What you trying to say?
That's not where we were going. I mean, at one point or another, at some point in your career, some reputations are, you know, a little skewed. Yeah. You know, maybe you have, you know, some bad branding. But at this point, like, we've seen a lot. We've seen a lot of the postseason. We've seen a lot of greatness. We've seen a lot of disappearing. And I don't want to say that you can't win with him, but can you win with him as a guy that you have to count on, that you're paying a certain amount of money to, that when you mention the team, he's one of the top three players that you mention? I don't know. We don't have any evidence of that yet.
Right.
And at what point in his career are we going to have that evidence? So leaving the Sixers, if you're leaving for winning, that's like a weird thing to me. You have the MVP there. Yeah. Like, how much better is the situation going to get for you as a player when you were playing with the best player in the league last year in Joel Embiid? So why are you trying to leave? What are you unhappy about in the situation? And when someone's unhappy, as James Harden has been in several locations now, like at one point, is it me or is it you? Like, what's, you know, you know, I know those Sixers haven't gone over the hump yet, but you bring a nice set to the table. You have a little bit to offer here in Philadelphia. There's a reason why we consider them to be contenders every single year, even if they haven't quite gotten there yet. So I just, how can it get better for James Harden than with the Sixers? And from the Sixers' perspective, What are you bringing to the table for us that's going to help us get to the next level?
Yeah.
So this is the heart of why I believe he wants out. And it's not, I want to go to a place where I have a better chance of winning a championship. It's, you made me a promise and you broke it. And so I'm not going to stay. Because he, last year, signed a team-friendly deal. Could have got paid more. Could have asked for a longer deal, signed a deal which basically allowed him to get out in 1 year. He signed that, and that allowed them to then sign P.J. Tucker. The idea was that he was going to opt out, and then they were going to reward him with a max deal. Well, after the way he played, like Daryl Morey, the team president, might have made that promise. But Josh Harris, who has now invested in the Commanders as well. Is like looking at it going, I can't pay this guy max.
That
like,
investment.
He's not a max
player.
He's not a max player at this point. And James is like, well, wait a minute, but you promised. Like, you promised that I was going to get this. So if you're not going to give it to me, I want to go someplace else. I do have to say, before I get any farther, and I don't, if there's any place that he could go to answer your question about, like, not leaning on him completely, I would make the case that the Clippers could be that kind of place. Because you do have Kawhi and you do have Paul George and you have a lot of depth there. Again, those guys are sometimes unavailable as well as him. But like, if you're looking for any situation where it might work, I could make a case for that. But I got to get back to Tracy McGrady. Tracy McGrady being the one who called him out.
Okay.
Because Tracy McGrady, it was with the Toronto Raptors, who made the playoffs. He was playing with Vince Carter in Toronto. He left
Went to Orlando.
To go to the Orlando Magic.
Right.
We're not a playoff team. Who were led by Daryl Armstrong.
Okay.
Why did you leave?
To have his own show.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. So I just have an issue with him saying, I don't understand why or how he would possibly do this. Tracy's made that same decision.
He was young in Toronto.
I get
so
that.
So James Harden at this, was he 33?
33.
14 years
I
in the
think
league?
That's right. Yeah.
So wait, at 14 years in the league, you tell me that
very similar when he left different. Oklahoma and went to Houston more so than leaving.
Come on.
The Sixers going somewhere else.
So that's a young, okay. decision compared to he's 14 years in the league. You know the difference.
All I'm saying is Tracy to say, I don't know how or why a guy would ever do something like that because the Raptors the following year, when he left and he went to Orlando, they made the playoffs, got knocked out in the first round. The Toronto Raptors went to the second round and went 7 games. That was the Allen Iverson, Vince Carter showdown.
Yep.
You don't think that they might have won that series and maybe have gone, who knows? Tracy never got anywhere close to, I mean, I could make the case. In fact, I didn't see no
lies from what he said.
James Harden has been closer to winning a championship than Tracy McGrady ever has.
If I'm James Harden, I don't want to leave Philadelphia. Where else can I go that gives me an opportunity to win a championship? It ain't the Clippers. It's not the Clippers. Paul George and Kawhi can play, but they hurt.
They don't play all the time. If it's about winning a championship.
A year ago, I would have argued. I'm not going to now.
What do the Clippers have to offer the Sixers? They don't have a first-round pick to 2027. What young player can they give up that's going to – they don't even have players or first-round picks. So you want to come back home, but they don't have what the Sixers want to offer. Now, if they promised him that, oh, I feel James. Y'all promised me? I'm not playing with y'all no more.
Right.
But why did he opt into his contract? He didn't have to opt in. He could have stayed and remained a free agent. He opted into this contract. He did not have to do that. So if you don't want to be in Philadelphia, don't opt in. When you opt in, you're at the mercy of the team.
Well, also, you know, as part of promises, like, you're also expected to hold up at your end of the bargain as well. Like, this is why you take the money. Like, we've been talking about money all show long. That's why you don't take pay cuts, especially if you aren't able to hold up your end of the bargain. If you're going to be a max player, then, yeah, you can take that. You can make that concession of $15 million and then go and do your performance so you get that money. But you, what do you expect the team to do when you disappear in the playoffs, the MVP needs you the most?
I mean, his best shot to win a championship, to me, is in Philadelphia.
I agree with him.
It's not the Clippers. Yep. That's just not going to happen. But if you promise me a max deal, you ain't got to give me a max. Just come close to it. If you can't do that, I'm pissed off. So I feel him when it comes to that.
But like, even that part is like, come on, bro. Let's be serious for a second. Do we think he's a max player? I don't think he's close to a max player anymore. Some days is over with.
I agree. Well,
I agree.
Okay. So
that's why he opted in. So he knew he wasn't going to get that money.
That's by my point. I'm about to get to that. That's why he opted in. He knew he wasn't no max player anymore. He's not getting that type of money no more. And what team would pay that?
Yeah. But I will say this.
Like, no team paying that.
He's in better position even than Damian Lillard as far as his control. Because one thing James has demonstrated is, like, if he doesn't want to be there, you're not getting anything.
He's going to show up out of shape.
He's going to show up out of shape. Well, he's going to have an injury.
Will he show up in shape so that he can get another contract? I mean, you can look at it both ways. Show up in shape, ball out, get another contract from somebody.
In L.A., he would be.
You guys are a bit optimistic, but, like, the guy had one dunk this year. I'm being totally serious.
Also, like, not showing up in shape at age, what was he when he did that?
33,
not showing up in shape. It's a little harder to drop them LBs.
All you got to do is work out, man. If you work out, get in shape.
This is two bags of candy a day, dude.
Get in shape.
You can't talk, TJ.
Your metabolism is some freakish.
I look at a piece of bread and
James is still, he's still active, though. That's the crazy, like, you... It's hard to get out of shape when you're still active, when you're still, like, on a team.
It's intentional. Yeah.
Yeah, like, come on.
Yeah. Coming up, Justin Herbert, Jalen Hurts, and Lamar Jackson all got paid this offseason, but which quarterback should we have the most faith in? That's next on Speak.
Shady, you're saying it's hard to get out of shape.
How about this? Yo, listen, I'll take...
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
All right, money's been flying around this offseason for star quarterbacks. Justin Herbert, Jalen Hurts, and Lamar Jackson all got massive deals, each for over $250 million. But Shady, which quarterback are you putting most faith in this season? Justin Herbert, Jalen Hurts, or Lamar Jackson?
Lamar Jackson! That surprised you guys, right?
It did.
America. But the thing is, it's like, when I look at all the other players, even my guy, you know, Hurts, they have offensive weapons. And the only guy out of these quarterbacks that don't have no weapons, well, before, was Lamar Jackson. Now he does. So now we're on an even playing field. And Jalen Hurts is going to have a great year. I mean, obviously, right? But I think Lamar Jackson's going to have a great year. And I think now we'll see what the Lamar Jackson we would have seen if he had this type of talent, supporting cast. Mm-hmm. So I look forward to them having a great year. Right, and I'm going with him. I have the most faith in him.
Right now, I have to say Hurts. I would put Lamar as a
hold up. That's a great answer, though.
Thank you.
That's a great answer.
A slight second, and then Herbert. Mostly because what have you done for me lately? I just saw Hurts All-Pro.
Hard to do.
playing a Super Bowl, and he's coming back another year better, because that's what I've seen from him every year that he's been in the league. He's improved. He's also in the NFC, and he's the consensus number best quarterback in the NFC right now as well. So I just feel comfortable if I got to put my money on someone with Hurts. Also, I have a little question. How's Lamar going to adjust to the new offense? I think he'll be fine, but I want to see that, and I want to see Herbert with a new offensive coordinator as well.
I'm going Herbert because of the offensive coordinators in part. Jalen Hurts has a brand new offensive coordinator. Yep. Brian Johnson, never been an offensive coordinator before, so I don't know what he's bringing to the table.
Right?
Todd Monken, he was OC with
Georgia.
Yeah, but before that, when he was in the NFL, it was with the Browns. They were 6-10. He was with the Bucks. They were 5-11. Like, Kellen Moore, you'll appreciate this. Kellen Moore built the number one offense in the entire NFL.
Well, what team?
Around Dak Prescott.
Okay, not true.
Okay.
All right. So basically, you're saying all these guys have new offensive coordinators.
That's not
true. And you are putting the.
Wait a minute. That's true.
No.
In the offensive coordinator.
The pieces in Dak. Don't just say this all Dak.
No.
Other pieces.
You know what? Dak Prescott.
In Dak.
Dak Prescott was part of that offense.
There you go.
That was.
Say that.
Numero uno.
So say that.
I'm going to give him Justin Herbert, and I'm going to give him Austin Eckler, and I'm going to give him, what did we use our number one pick? Oh, yeah, Quentin Johnson. Yeah,
Quentin Johnson's nice, too.
Come on, now.
No, that's a great fit.
So when you give me the guy who's number one in yardage his first 3 years in the league, two in touchdowns, and now you give me the best offensive coordinator among those three and all the weapons he needs, like.
Are you cooking?
Man, and not to take anything away from Jalen Hurts has proved more.
No, you got to say the question is faith.
But faith in terms of who's going to do it this year, it is set up for Justin Herbert to have an out of bounds year.
I guess I got to break the three-way tie.
Well, you better.
I got to break the three-way tie. I'm going with Herbert.
Damn.
I'm going to go with Justin Herbert.
No.
And
I'm surprised.
We're talking who do I have the most faith in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Herbert. And not because, like, I'm assuming Jalen Hurts is going to run the same. Nick Sirianni is an offensive head coach.
Yep, yep.
They're going to pretty much run the same offense. Lamar's running a different offense. Herbert, it's a passing offense. Everybody runs the same plays. We just call it differently. But Herbert is a thrower of the football. I have faith in him throwing the football and doing what he's always done. Lamar will be throwing more, so they say. I got to see. It's a new offense. Jalen Hurts is going to do his thing, but I got to pick one of those three. Who am I going to ride with? I'm riding with Herbert. I'm a receiver. I'm trying to put up stats and get yards. I'm rolling with Herbert.
So you, I'm kind of changing the question a little bit.
I got more faith than Herbert.
I know you have faith.
He likes stats more than wins.
Who has the best season this year?
Depends on where we at.
Who has the best season this year out of these three?
Individually?
Team or as a player?
Well, most successful season.
Now, hold on.
How are we defining that?
Hold time out.
Winning.
Because a quarterback stat is actually, yes, passing yards, touchdowns.
Winning.
But winning is part of that, too, now.
No, and if we're going, that goes to team.
If we're going,
we're changing the whole conversation now.
If you're talking about that.
I'm calling an audible. All of it together.
Y'all already know who that is.
You know what? Why they're doing this?
Can we all talk about this for a second?
Because they know we were right.
Now
we got to change the question.
Hold on, Joe. You got a point, though. Now, you asked all the questions.
That's a different question.
She the host. She has all the questions.
I'm going to answer it, too.
It's got to be Hurts. Jalen Hurts easily, right?
Hey, Shay.
Right?
I wouldn't say easy, but I'm going to agree as where we sit today.
Just be honest.
Yes, it has to be Hurts. Yes, because they just played in the Super Bowl. They lose, one key player, maybe two, Gardner Johnson and Hargrave. They pretty much returned their team. I am concerned that both coordinators are gone.
Yep.
But the offense is going to be Sirianni's offense.
And then the defense, they were so good. Like, the defense coordinator didn't have them, the D lineman have all them sacks because of his play calling. Because he don't even blitz.
Nah.
That's why they talk about the D corner. I'm like, that's cool. I get it. He was good. But I don't want to say he's overhyped. I just feel like the defense was so good because, like, them guys setting a record with the third most sacks of all time.
Yeah.
And they wasn't, like, doing, like a whole bunch of blitzes. No.
Beat
us four going to beat y'all. And that's what we did.
Yeah, but I would go with the Eagles because
it's obvious.
Where's the resistance at least where we are today in the NFC?
Yeah.
Where's it at?
You going to join the party? There's three of us.
But you went to the easy one. You lost on the Herbert question.
Oh, yeah,
now we got to go and try to sneak out a win by going back to the Eagles.
But do you agree?
Something is major league wrong if the Eagles don't have the best record between the Chargers and
now you know Ravens.
The Ravens,
the loser of the Super Bowl, that hangover and not playing as well. That's possible.
We ain't them.
In the NFC, whew.
Yeah. So there's gonna be a lot to get to the hangover in the NFC.
We'll drink that much.
You have to play the games, obviously. There's a lot that can happen throughout the course of a season. And on papers, all the conversations that we're having right now, nobody's
touching
the field.
Do you know offhand what other division they play in the NFC? Is it the NFC South, NFC North, the Eagles?
It don't matter.
Guys, let us know.
Who said it? It don't matter, Jabroni. Who said that? The Rock? Yeah. It don't even matter who we play.
Why did we have to skew this into a pro Eagles conversation?
I was just curious. Look at my boys. West.
Oh, we might beat the Patriots by 50. Is Belichick still over there?
Oh, so they played it
by 40.
Oh, that's kind of a nice start.
We beat the Vikings by like 30 last time we played them.
That's kind of a nice start.
The Bucks, I got love for the Bucks, but we gonna beat them.
Washington.
Ooh, I know who that coordinator is over there. Offense. Anyway, the Rams. We gonna get the Rams. We gonna get the Jets. We might start this whole year at like 6-7 and 0.
You got to play NFC West. That's not the easiest one. I mean, if you got to play, if you going now, you talking NFC South.
Dolphins. Jets gonna be tough. We gonna get one of them. Washington, they know what it is.
But the Eagles right
Cowboys
now.
Cowboys going to be a good one. It's always up and down rivalry. We get
a bye. Not like the Chargers and the Bengals this year.
Personally, I liked it. I thought
Chiefs going to be tough. They might get us.
Coming up, Justin Fields said no to season 2 of Quarterback. Mm. So, would our group do the show if we were quarterbacks? That's next on Speak.
I'm wondering why he said
no. Hijack. Mm. We got hijacked.
Well, he don't want them to see.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's check in on our social life. Justin Fields said the show Quarterback reached out to him for season 2. But he said no because it would change the vibe in the locker room. Shady, if you were a quarterback,
would
you say yes to the quarterback?
I got nothing to hide. I'm like that. I have fun. Yeah.
I like that answer.
I want the world to see how I'm doing.
Yeah.
How you making miss? I'm going to show y'all. Come in the room.
Yeah.
So I would do it. Yes. Sign me up.
I think it would depend on where I was in my career. I don't mind Justin Fields saying no because he's still building. He's still getting established in the league.
Right.
You know, he's got a lot to prove this year. But like the guys who've been on it, they don't, hang out. I've done what I need to do in the league. You can see, come behind the scenes, hang out with the family. I really like that they're doing it. I do understand why someone like Justin Fields wouldn't do it, though.
I was with you. If this was Hard Knocks, I'd be with you. Because they like to have a gotcha every once in a while, right? Peyton Manning is producing this.
Mm. Yeah.
Peyton Manning is going to protect the quarterback to a certain extent. Even, because there were some things that happened with, Marcus Mariota and the whole, stepping away and all that. And even with Cousins, they found a way to shape it so that these guys still looked good. So I'm thinking... Yeah, you know what? The exposure that I would get, even as a young cat establishing myself, would be worth being on this. Especially to Shady's point, if I know what I'm about.
Yeah.
And you guys may not know this, I'm an open book.
Mm.
I got nothing to hide. This is who I am. So, America, if you want to see, if you want to read this book, I'm ready to put it on the shelf.
Me being me is who I am. I would do it. But if I'm TJ the quarterback. It depends where I'm at in my career.
Yeah.
Where am I at in my career? Because if only something negative can come out of it. Now, if I'm established, I'm watching this, I don't know Kirk Cousins. I like Kirk Cousins now because of the show.
Yeah.
And so it just really depends on where I'm at. Justin Fields may have been a little nervous about it because how it was portraying, but the Peyton Manning point, I like that.
But I don't know if it's portraying. It's just an extra thing to do, while you're a young quarterback.
I ain't nervous, man. Nervous.
Ain't nothing like great publicity.
You throw a pick, you throw a pick. We're going to see it. What's the problem now? Come on, man. Don't be
if
nervous.
Shady Slick can do it. Anybody can do
Come
it.
Come on now.
Great show today. That's it for us. Race Hub is next.